Statistical process control. Statistical control refers to the stability and predictability of a process over time. Statistical process control, SPC, is a set of methods, such as a control chart, that can be used for improving systems, processes, and outcomes. The primary goal of SPC is to recognize and understand common cause and special cause variations that affect a process. Common cause variability represents the expected level of variability and is not due to external factors. Rather, this variation is from internal factors inherent in the nature of the system. Special cause variations can be attributed to an external factor. A process with special cause variation is said to be out of statistical control. Examples of special cause variation include human error and mechanical malfunction. Key point. A critical concept of SPC is that special causes can be determined and eliminated to bring a process back into statistical control. It is also important to understand that just because a process may be in statistical control, it is not necessarily acceptable. SPC techniques can be used to identify a process that could benefit from improvement based on its common cause variation. An example is CLABSI performance. There are best practices for the insertion and maintenance of a central line that can lower the risk of CLABSI. If the insertion and maintenance practices are consistent each month, then the CLABSI SIR/rate is similar each month. That is, there is little variation. As long as the practices remain consistent, the future CLABSI SIR/rate should also be similar. If there is an external event, such as the introduction of a new central line dressing change kit with no nursing education, there could be increased variance in central line maintenance compliance. This in turn could lead to higher CLABSI SIR/rates. This may be an example of special cause variation because of the larger than normal variation observed. But a control chart is needed to validate this hypothesis. Control charts. Control charts, also called process control charts, are an important tool in SPC. Control charts are similar to run charts, which track data points over a regular time series of observations to show trends. However, unlike run charts, control charts include standard deviations, SD, that is, a measure of the amount of variation in the set of values, plus control limits. Exhibit 6-9 shows an example of a control chart that indicates the mean of the values as well as 1, 2, and 3 standard deviations from the mean for each data point, plus a control limit. Exhibit 6-9, Control Chart with Special Cause Variation. Source: Timothy L. Wiemken and Robert R. Kelly. Process Control Charts, in APIC Text K. M. Boston et al. Eds. 2014. Note the term UCL in the exhibit. This stands for upper control limit, and it is the limit set at plus 3 SD from the mean above which any single data point will be considered out of control. A chart may also have a lower control limit, LCL, which would be minus 3 SD from the mean, and any data point below this limit will also be considered out of control. Key point. At least 25 data points are necessary to construct a proper control chart. With fewer than 25 data points, it is difficult to detect special cause variation. Here are the rules to detect special cause variation in a control chart. Note that Exhibit 6-9 has examples of the first two of these rules. Any point above the UCL or below the LCL. One of two points above plus 2 SD or below minus 2 SD. Four of five points above plus 1 SD or below minus 1 SD. Eight consecutive points above or below the mean / center line. Six consecutive points increasing or decreasing. 15 consecutive points between plus 1 SD and minus 1 SD. 14 consecutive points alternating up and down. 8 consecutive points above plus 1 SD and / or below minus 1 SD. Not all special cause variation is necessarily bad. For example, if the IP is monitoring rates of C. difficile toxin positive specimens from the microbiology laboratory and the data meet rule 4, 8 consecutive points fall below the mean, special cause variation has been detected. However, since the rule violated includes data being below the center line, the rate of C. difficile toxin positive specimens is less than expected, which is good. Finding this special cause might enable it to be adopted into the relevant policy/procedure.